In the name of God, who is our refuge and our strength, amen. We will focus our attention and our faith for the next few minutes on the words that were read earlier from 1 Samuel 26. Probably since you left your mother's arms, there haven't been many safe places in your life compared with that. We all need safe places. We all need a refuge. Certainly David and Saul in the text were people who constantly and continually were in need of refuge and safety. It seems as though these two servants of the Lord, described in Samuel, were always playing the adult version of hide and seek. One after the other, one fleeing from another, and one finding always some place, some refuge, some safe location. David was in an area of the wilderness that Saul found out about. And so Saul brought his troops, 3,000 men, to a significant hill, a strategic place, and he camped there by the road. And David's spies informed him that Saul had located him, and so David was aware that the two were now in a confrontation. Saul, in an effort to provide for his refuge and strength, his safety, surrounded himself with 3,000 men, which would have to be a pretty good safety factor that would surround the king and Abner, the commander. We all need safe places, like David, like Saul. Life is tough. It puts us at times in the position of being a fugitive, one always running, fleeing, seeking something, some safe place, some refuge. It takes a different shape and form in each of our lives individually, but it's there. It's always there, the feeling and the need to run, to get somewhere to be safe. Why is this? It's because in and of ourselves we are insecure, filled with fears, and have good reason to run. For our sins cry out to God. Satan, as a roaring lion, seeks to devour us, and we are his prey. And our sins in life cry out to God, and we stand under his wrath. And so, well, we should flee and hide and seek some place that to us seems safe. The trouble is when we try to make those places on our own. Saul secured his safety by surrounding himself with 3,000 men. And later that night, David and Abishai were able to sneak into the camp, somehow past those 3,000 men, to Saul's head where his spear was in the ground. Where was the safe place? And for David, how did he make it past those 3,000 without cracking a twig or making some noise at night? To go past 3,000 men was an incredible feat, but it was not David's doing. Again, it was God's. But somehow when we try to make safe places and seek refuge on our own, of our own making, they always fail. Think for a minute of those spiritual bunkers that you and I build in which we seek refuge and strength. It's real easy to find security behind the name district president or seminary professor or reverend or having a call or an ordination certificate on the wall or wearing a clerical collar. All of these things in and of themselves are good and gifts of God, and yet when we seek refuge in or behind them, it's a false sense of security. Saul found that out when later David, after he was able to get into the camp with Abishai, and instead of killing Saul, as Abishai wanted to do, he said, "Let me take the spear. It'll take one blow, not two, one. I'll do the job." And David said, "No, this is the Lord's anointed. You shall not do that. Spare him, spare his life." And so they took the spear and the water jug at Saul's head, left the camp, and they went across to the other side, to a hill, and cried out, as David did, to Abner, "Are you a real man? A real man wouldn't let his king down by not guarding him. See this spear, this jug of water? They were at Saul's head, and now I have them. The Lord could have given me Saul's life, but the Lord withheld my hand and spared it." You see, safe places are what God gives, not what we make. David himself acknowledged the fact that God was with him and God was blessing his life. "The Lord delivered you into my hands today, but I would not lay a hand on the Lord's anointed. As surely as I valued your life today, so may the Lord value my life and deliver me from trouble." And to that, Saul could only say the following: "May you be blessed, my son David. You will do great things and surely triumph." And those words came true. From the line of David came David's son, Jesus, the deliverer, the Savior, the one that God sent to provide in the world a place of refuge. And Jesus did that in an incredible way, not by his own power or might, but by the weakness of death on a cross and the appearance of a defeat. He became the conqueror and the deliverer. Blood flowed from him, spilled to the ground that was holy, precious blood, sufficient to pay for our sins and to redeem us and buy us back. When we talk about God giving strength and refuge and safety in life, it's always God doing that with his hands. It's in God's hands that you and I are most safe and secure. And when we talk about the hands of God, we're talking about being in Christ. For it is in Jesus Christ, the person, not the place, the person of Christ, that God gives us refuge and strength. And to be in Christ means to talk baptism, to realize that we are joined to Jesus Christ, buried with him into his death and raised with him in his resurrection to newness of life. In Christ, we are more than conquerors, victors. That's God's gift. I know you look forward to the time when you will, through your call, be able to proclaim that victory of Jesus and his deliverance, to speak the name of the Savior to people who need hope and refuge and deliverance. There's a privilege that surpasses everything else, none like it. It's a great joy. But you see, proclaiming Christ as deliverer, as our refuge, as our strength, as our safe place, as God's gift to us, is not something we do apart from our own needs. Regrettably, there are many people in our church, workers included, who feel that they don't have a safe place to go, a place where they can bear their soul, share their hurts and their hearts. And to be on a seminary campus or in a district office or a synodical office makes no difference. It's part of who we are, under the law, feeling insecure and safe and harassed. And it shows how much we need God's gift. So I want to say to you, my brothers and sisters, in your baptism is God's refuge and strength. He takes your insecurities, your fears, your unbelief, our lack of trust, and he buries them into his death. And out of the resurrection, a new person arises, a person filled with trust and confidence in the Lord. Not long ago, I was seated in the airport in Memphis waiting for a flight to St. Louis, when I noticed at a distance a man carrying an infant in his arms, and the infant looked rather different. From a distance, the child had marks on the face and a strange purple color covering the head, and there was no hair. I couldn't quite understand what this was about, and I could see people walking by and staring, and so I looked back down at my book and began to read again until I heard, "Hi, Dave." And I looked up and it was Dr. Paul Robbie, Old Testament professor at St. Louis Seminary, holding the child. I said, "Paul, how are you?" And he said, "Great. I want you to meet Sarah Noel. We have just returned from Russia and got her from an orphanage there. She had a bad case of chicken pox, and so this explains how she looks, and they had to put some of this terrible purple medicine all over her head. But what a gift she is," and you could just see the smile on his face. Well, he boarded the plane along with Dolly and Sarah Noel, and they went on to St. Louis, and I got off with them there, and lo and behold, there was the faculty from St. Louis Seminary waiting with banners and smiles. And as they got off and showed their daughter to their friends, Paul Robbie's words were, "You'll have to excuse her appearance, but this is my little alien." I left and thought about this event a lot. Sarah Noel is you and me. God went to a place where we were dying, where we would surely perish, and claimed us for life, brought us back, adopted us in baptism, named us, and made us his own. We didn't look very good, not worth it. But God loved us anyway. And just as Sarah Noel has a beautiful home where she will grow up to know the love of Christ, so we too now grow up in the family of God, knowing God's love. And, oh yes, we are aliens. Strangers and pilgrims here. This is not our home. There will never be a permanent place here. But there always is one in Jesus Christ. I want to say to you that the last 3 days I have spent with you here has been for me a safe place where around God's Word and in the fellowship of Christ and around His supper we have gathered. And I rejoice in that gift that you have shared with me. And now I want to commend you and this seminary and your preparation for the holy ministry and for your life in service to Christ. I want to commend you to the peace of God, that the peace of Christ, given in His death and resurrection for you, will stand guard over your heart and keep your life unto all eternity. May God grant that, the God who is our refuge and our strength.